What do you think are the major topics that the upcoming session is going to address this year?
There's still a lot of unknowns since we're a little more than a month out, but we already have an idea of kind of what the top items are going to be. Clearly, tax cuts, again, are going to be a big point of discussion and debate in the session. The governor has laid out his budget proposal for the coming year that includes $50 million in tax cuts, including a break for new residents. Another issue is hate crimes legislation. The governor has made hate crimes legislation, which would be enhanced sentences for crimes that are committed against someone because of one of multiple factors: race, religion, sexual orientation. He has made this a big part of his agenda, and based on past years, this will likely this is going to be a tough bill to get through. And one that we're going to see a lot of pushback over. So I'd imagine that would take up a good amount of session. Redistricting is going to be another big issue with the most recent census, and this is a congressional redistricting. It's also clear that abortion, which just about every session has been a big issue here, is going to be even more so given the conservative shift on the U.S. Supreme Court or shift further to the right to the U.S. Supreme Court. We've already seen one bill filed that would effectively ban nearly all abortions in the state. Given past years, what we've seen, I don't think that's going to be the only one that comes up. The big unknown about the session is healthcare. The Medicaid expansion that Arkansas has been a regular fight nearly every year since it was approved here, but it has always managed to get reauthorized, sometimes very narrowly. But this time we've got the bigger issue of what is the U.S. Supreme Court going to do with the Affordable Care Act? There's still a case pending with them over that challenge to that law. And what happens if SCOTUS strikes it down? Where does that leave Arkansas? And where does that leave the thousands who are receiving coverage? And also, where does that leave Arkansas's budget? Depending on the timing of that and what happens with that ruling, that could be a decision that could really kind of upend the things in the session as well.
And this is kind of in a similar vein, but what are some bills that you've already noted or seen? What are some bills to look out for?
Hate crimes legislation, that was one of the first bills that was filed during pre-filing. And that's going to be one of the top ones to look for. We've seen the abortion restriction that I mentioned that had been filed, as well as we've seen a proposal for tax relief or for low and middle income Arkansans that would be paid for with an increase in tobacco taxes. And this is similar to legislation that passed a couple of years ago in the Senate, but stalled in the House. And then we've kind of seen a hodgepodge of other bills that have been filed so far. Even ones dealing with desecration of the U.S. flag and monuments at the Capitol, proposal dealing with creating a law enforcement integrity unit with state police. And I think we're going to see more of that, but we're at least getting a sense from kind of the first bills that are filed, what the big issues are going to be just based on that pre-filing.
What will the session look like kind of on a logistical basis? How will COVID-19 kind of change, one, how the session goes, but also kind of the focus of the session?
Logistically, I think you're already seeing some of this. We've seen plexiglass that's been set up in the chambers and in some of the committee rooms. I think we'll likely see, an effort to try to keep the session shorter and try to keep some meetings shorter so there's less of an interaction. I think we've already seen kind of why there's the concern over that. Arkansas has had one of the biggest outbreaks in the state legislature of COVID, and most of those cases occurred after the start of budget hearings, which is, more limited number of lawmakers. What happens when you bring 135 lawmakers into a limited space like the Capitol? The House is not going to be meeting in the basketball arena like they have in previous years. So I think they're going to have to kind of figure out the challenge of doing that. One of the big issues still is, what are the House and Senate going to do in terms of mask rules for lawmakers? We've already seen one proposal that was brought up in the Senate that would have not just imposed a mask rule, but also would have imposed a penalty. If you didn't wear your mask, you could potentially lose your per diem. And there was some, some resistance to that. And this is similar to what we're seeing in other capitals around the country of how do you enforce this? How do you do this in legislative chambers? So I think that's going to be logistically one of the things to see is, how are they going to police themselves, basically? Policy-wise, I think it will be interesting to watch is we've seen, Governor Hutchinson he's faced some resistance from members of his own party over the state's restrictions, over the mask mandate. You know, even had a group of Republican lawmakers who sued, trying to overturn these restrictions. The issue to watch is, does this turn into a legislative push? Is there going to be some effort to have more of a legislative say in these restrictions, either during this pandemic or in the future? And that's going to be one of the things to watch. And also, are there going to be other lessons learned from the way the state handled the pandemic that are going to turn into changes in the way the state responds to emergencies in the future? So, yeah, I think we may see that. And it really depends on where things are at during the session in terms of the cases, in terms of what's happening with vaccinations. So it could have a policy impact.
And with state Republicans emerging with a supermajority in both chambers after the election, do you think there's going to be still like a lot of cooperation?
I think in certain areas you'll see it. Yeah, I think the hate crimes legislation is one example where we've seen kind of an interesting coalition of Republicans and Democratic legislators on this. And I think you'll see some working together on that. You know, earned income tax credit may be another area. And that's going to be kind of the challenge for Democrats is really, trying to find a way to have a say, despite being the minority party right now.